produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
To a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Your brokenness is a big deal to God. The plans of this show is to build up, to encourage, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give further help in our young people's lives. They need to know that they are still loved by us, and most importantly, they're loved by God. Instead of completely hiding our skeletons in our closets, young people need to know that everyone makes wrong choices in their lives. No matter what they have chosen, they can be forgiven and used by God. As always, I will be sharing how you can move past the brokenness in your life and how you too can become a better broken. As I have stated before, we all mess up. We've all made mistakes at some points in our lives. From time to time, we carry heavy burdens in our lives. Sometimes the trials are caused by our wrong decisions, and sometimes the trials just appear out of nowhere from Satan himself. The mission of this program is to inspire young people and adults and to help them to understand that growing up isn't always easy. Sometimes there is heartbreak. Sometimes they will make the wrong choices. Sometimes friends will betray you and you'll lose friendships. Sometimes you'll want to just run away and hide. Young people have so many distractions in their lives and feel so unwanted or unworthy to be anything for the Lord because of their mistakes. I want to inspire the young people of today and adults of today to know that they can overcome these battles. They can move past their bad decisions. They can move past their brokenness in life. By sharing my personal testimonies and having guests to come on the show and share their testimonies as well, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences, using scripture from the Bible and asking questions to glean upon, I teach how young people can overcome many battles of brokenness that they might face. Let's review some of the things that we have already talked about. Number one, we all experience or will experience tribulations of some sort in our lives. No one is exempt. You're not too young or too old to experience some type of brokenness. It is what we do with those trials or broken parts of our lives that make us or break us. Romans 5, 3 and 4 says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope." God does not give us the burdens. He allows Satan to have his way in giving burdens in order for us to be tested. He may test us, try us, but to mold us and to help daily renew our brokenness by learning to have more faith and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Next, there is hope after bad decisions. There is hope after you've been betrayed by whom you thought to be your friends. There is hope, even though you're constantly changing and you don't know what path to choose for your life. And another thing that we talked about was that where it all began. It all begins in the creation and fall of man back in Genesis 2 through 3, where Satan tempted Eve, but worse than the temptation, she gave in to the very thing that she was being tempted of. And for the first time ever, she knew that she was a sinner. That sin led to another sin, which was tempting Adam, who chose also to partake of the fruit. And then that sin led to another sin where they were guilty when God came into their presence and they tried to hide from Him. As humans, like Adam and Eve, after their fall, we too can be this way. Sin will often lead us to try to cover up, so we lie or try to hide that sin by trying to cover it up in some way. We also talked about how it was their choice to sin. We have the freedom to choose to sin or not. The choice that Adam and Eve were given is a picture that led to our choice of where we will spend eternal life one day. Their decision to sin by eating of the fruit helped to lead Jesus to the cross the moment that they took the first bite. Now, we too must choose where to spend our eternity and who we will serve as the Lord of our lives. We talked about how the consequences from Adam and Eve's choices were, and the consequences of their bad decisions led them out of the Garden of Eden, and they did not have the fellowship with God that they once had. But we too also will receive consequences of our own bad decisions, just like Adam and Eve did. You can try everything you can think of to try to hide your bad decisions, but if you haven't asked the Lord for forgiveness, if you haven't fully given it to God, and if you haven't given your life to Christ, it will eventually destroy who you are as a person. You will become a bitter, angry, and miserable person, and who wants to live that way? I'm personally thankful for the Lord's forgiveness. Another thing we talked about was that peer pressure is real. We as adults have it as well. Young people, remember that you do have others that are older and wiser than you and will help you in your times of decision making. Have a mentor, one that you can fully trust to let you open up and talk to them about your struggles and get help from them. Another thing we talked about was that we're all going through something, whether it's from a decision we've made or maybe we're fighting a battle that has knocked us between the eyes. We're all riding different emotional roller coasters, and I've learned that it's better to seek advice in these times from someone that is older and wiser than you are. No matter how many times we are broken, He loves us unconditionally. He is the only one that can put all of our broken pieces back together. He is always there for us, and I have no doubt that He even sends special people into our lives to help us in our times of need. Go to that person. get help from them. Another thing that we talked about was the struggle with saying no. We can all have this struggle. It's a struggle that I find still myself having to deal with if I'm not careful, even as an adult. I learned the true meaning of James 4:17, which says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Sin may look good or feel good for a season, but the satisfaction is never fulfilling for a long time. Once you begin in the sin, that sin will lead eventually to destruction. It's our choice whether or not to sin. It begins with a thought, which can lead you to actually committing the sin if you're not careful and if you allow for it to do so. We can choose to yield to sin, or we can ask the Lord to help us to resist. Another thing that we talked about was that you may think that it may not matter right now, but one day it will matter. Your choices will matter. Your decisions will matter. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you're in this place right now. Maybe you don't understand the feelings and emotions that you're having. The Lord knows our every thought, and His desire is for us to keep our thoughts and our hearts pure. Something that I've learned is that one sin leads to another. We've talked about how usually temptation becomes bigger and stronger if you yield to it. I pray that you will see and know that you're not alone in these battles that you're facing. So today, we're going to talk about our new topic, which will be buried brokenness. There are some situations that may arise without our approval. If you're coerced or made to do something that you didn't want to do, then this is considered as abuse. I don't care who it is, you should never be coerced or made to do anything that you're not comfortable with. In today's wicked society, in sinful society, we hear of more and more situations like this. The perversions of the wicked and evildoers have gotten stronger and stronger and will continually grow stronger as Satan is thrilled by these types of behavior. Maybe you've been in a situation such as this. Maybe there's been a time in your life where you have been abused. There are different types of abuse, and as I have read about and learned of each one, let me assure you that any man or woman who has evil intentions will eventually be brought out, as it says so in Luke 6:45. "And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." Maybe you have been threatened or told to be quiet, or you've been embarrassed, humiliated, or even told that you would be killed. Out of fear, you've remained quiet as they continually hurt you. Maybe the fear of not knowing what to do overwhelms you. Maybe you're thinking of these unanswered questions. What would they do to me if I say something about it? Would they hurt me? Would they say things about me that weren't true? Would they tell everyone that I advanced it? Would they say that I was nothing but a liar if I told someone? Please know that what takes place in these type of situations is wrong, and have no doubt that that person involved knows that it was wrong also. Thankfully, we live in a time frame now where these types of behaviors and people can be punished for their evil acts that they commit, especially if you are underage. You do not have to hide this type of brokenness, so please do not feel bad for telling someone who can help you. I know there are times that you feel so small and fragile, especially in times like these. But if you're a child of God, know that your body is a temple of Christ, and no one will get by with destroying His temple. If you're a victim of assault in any way, you have got to realize that this is not your fault. One day, anyone who has evil intentions to hurt someone else will stand before the Lord, Ecclesiastes 12:14 says, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." There are six things that the Lord hates. And Proverbs 6 verses 16 through 19 talk about these things. It says, "These things that the Lord hate, yea, seven, are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren." These verses describe the anger that God has when it comes to sin and wicked hearts. He sees and he knows the sinful actions of our abusers, and the Lord wants for us to know that while it seems unfair and that the abuser is getting by with the things that they are doing, they are not getting by with those things, and their day of punishment will come. Here are some things to remember if you are faced with or have experienced any type of abuse. Number one, tell someone. Talking to a friend is good, but an adult needs to know as well if you are a child. There is someone out there who loves you and who will help you. Some examples of who you might can go to in confidence is a parent or a grandparent, maybe a pastor or a youth pastor, a Sunday school teacher, a school counselor, a teacher that you're close to, or even a close family member that you love and trust. Psalms 11:5 says, "The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth." Remember that God sees and hates the wickedness of the abusers that are out there. And he never accepts this type of behavior as good or right, no matter what you're told. The second thing to remember is to forgive. In situations such as these, if we hold this bitterness in our hearts, if we hold these things in our hearts and don't talk about them, we can easily ourselves become bitter, resentful, unforgiving. We can also be hateful towards others ourselves if we're not careful. Ephesians 4:30 through 32 says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." If you allow the disappointment of your hurt or sin to overshadow you, you are in danger of becoming bitter and resentful yourself, which then leads to other sins that we will talk about later on. Instead of becoming this way, allow for the Holy Spirit to help you to learn, to forgive, and to help you as you heal against the hurts that Satan has allowed for you to be inflicted with. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." The third thing that you need to do is pray for them. Pray for the one that hurts you. As I stated earlier, I don't hate anyone, and I pray that things will be made right with the Lord, with those that have tried things towards me. Luke 6:28 says, "Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." Maybe you've had someone to spread rumors about you or to say things that would hurt your reputation, and you know in your heart and mind that those things were not true. But remember that we need to pray for that person. We need to pray that that person will make it right before the Lord, And that also they will make it right to you. But if they don't, that at least that they would make it right between them and the Lord. Jesus loves the whole world, even those who hurt us. I've heard this quote many times. It's hard to hate someone you're praying for. Even though there are times that I do not want to pray for others who have inflicted harm in my life, I find that when I do pray for them, the anger and the hate in my heart ceases. So pray for that person. Number four, help someone else. Don't feel that you cannot help someone else out. You have a testimony that could very well keep someone from going through what you've gone through. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Share your story so that you can provide comfort and help for someone else who may be in need. It took me a long time to learn this truth myself, but remember, it's never too late, and that's why I'm sharing my story now. Number five, you can overcome this battle. When unexpected hits come your way, remember that there is a cause, and the Lord will not put anything on us that we cannot handle. These times are indeed so very hard. We may feel taken advantage of, confused, hurt. We may feel all kinds of emotions during this time, but know that He will carry you through this storm. It's also wise not to make life-changing decisions when you're going through a time of brokenness. Take one day at a time and give it all to Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Number six, do not give up. To be honest, there have been times that I've wanted to just throw in the towel and give up myself. Yes, I'm just as human as everyone else. When I have moments such as these, I think of men in the Bible like David, Paul, Jonah, and so many others. Each have tremendous testimonials of times in their life where they almost completely gave up on God. Instead, they chose to continue on His path and His will for their lives. Men may persecute you. Men may hurt you and discourage you. But the God that I know is not a God of confusion. Satan is the one who causes doubt, confusion, and fear. I am thankful that my Lord does have a will for me. He has not given up on me yet, and He won't give up on you. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee, and be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Keep fighting the good fight. So many of us have facades on the outside, but deep pain on the inside. The truth in this is that we all have brokenness or broken moments in our lives. Sometimes it's hard to pick up the broken pieces and give them to the Lord, but it is a must in order to be put back together and move on for Christ. When it feels like your life is falling apart, trust in Him. You may not feel His presence at that particular moment, but know that He is there. Again, it is my desire to take the things that I have learned from and to share what the Lord gives me to share in order to help each and every one of you. I am not doing this program to broadcast all of my struggles, but I want you to know and realize that you are not alone in your times of brokenness. I have always said that if I can help just one person to know that no matter what they've done, what they've gone through in their lives, no matter what heartaches you've been through, you are worthy to be something for Christ. And if I can help you to realize these things, it will be worth it all. Remember, we all have some type of brokenness in our lives. Maybe you're going through a time of brokenness and discouragement in your life right now as I'm speaking. No matter what you're going through, God is on the throne. He's there for you. He loves you. And He will help you through your brokenness, no matter what it may be. And know that no matter what brokenness you have in your life, you can still be used by Him. Whether it be a wrong decision that you've made or you've done something that you shouldn't have done, know that you can still be used by Him if you ask for forgiveness. When it seems like you're all alone, remember that you're not alone. It's my desire to share what the Lord places on my heart, and I pray that I'm a blessing to you. As I close this program for today, I want to again say a special thank you to two of the most encouraging ladies that I know, Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk, and to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me and A Better Broken to be a part of the program. It's a joy and a privilege to have this a part of my life. I also wanted to say thank you to my husband for his love and his support, to my other family who have loved and supported me throughout my life, and all of my precious friends that God has blessed me with. Thank you for your continuous love and support. I also want to say a very special thank you to all who are listening. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first and third Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio program, or listen to the radio program on my Facebook page, A Better Broken Radio Broadcast. If you're interested in my handmade resin jewelry, you can also find me on my Facebook page and Instagram business page under the title A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. If you're interested in just purchasing my books, you can find them on Amazon.com under Angie West. Have a great day. Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
but my story.
Hey there, and welcome to Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. I am your host, inspirational conversationalist, and author Angel Charmaine. Welcome into the new year 2020. Can you even believe it? I remember being a young girl and watching movies like Back to the Future and, you know, things of that nature. And 2020 seemed so far away. 2020 sounded so futuristic. And sometimes I just sit in awe that, my goodness, it is now the year 2020. We are in a brand new decade. I mean, can you even believe it? Well, I can. And not only can I believe it, but I'm excited for what God has in store for us in this new decade. So thank you all for coming back to join me here on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio on the Lifted Authors Radio Network and the Finding My Way USA Worldwide Networks. I appreciate you as a listening audience. I appreciate you, Tammy Polk, CEO of Lifted Authors Radio Network, as well as Kayla Padgett, the CEO of the Finding My Way Radio Network. I thank you for the opportunity to have the Speak Up Sis Talk radio show on this particular platform, on the airwaves, on the internet. So I thank you all so much for the opportunity to continue doing what it is that God has called me to do, and that is to revive dreams and empower kingdom purpose. Yes, that is what I have been called to do, and that is what I get an opportunity to do right here on the Speak Up Sis Talk Radio Show. Today, I've got a great topic for you all. We're going to talk about what I have called hashtag 2020 alignment, hashtag 2020 alignment. I know everybody across the globe has been likening this new year to clear vision, right? Perfect vision. Well, as I began to seek God's face about this year, what was given to me is that in order for me, as well as I'm sure some of you, to be able to see clearly in this year, we're going to need to be in alignment with God, alignment with His path and His way for our individual lives, and also aligned within ourselves. Do you know that we humans are three-part beings, just as God is a three-part being? He is God the Father, He is Jesus the Son, and He is the Holy Spirit, right? So He is a three-part being, just like we are. We are a spirit, we possess a soul, and we live in a body. And so what God has said to me about this particular year is that it is going to be imperative that I walk in alignment with those three parts. Oh my goodness. When I tell you, I needed to hear that. I needed to hear the Holy Spirit say, listen, it's time for you to get a tune up. You need to be straightened up. I can honestly say that in 2019, I was a bit top heavy. That's what I like to call it, top heavy, where I was doing things to make sure that my spirit man was being fed, making sure that I was connected to God and spiritual places.
You know, I stayed in the Word. I listened to the Word. I read the Word. The Word was all I did for 2018 and 2019. So much so that I neglected the other two parts of me. I neglected my soul and my body. And so in entering this year, God reminded me that, Angel, you are a three-part being. And in order for you to be able to stay on this straight and narrow path, in order for you to operate with a clear vision and operate within the purpose that I've created you for, you're going to have to get in alignment. What does that look like? That looks like not only reading my Bible and listening to the Word and praying and things of that nature, but it's also making sure that my emotions are in check, making sure that my mental is good. You know, your soul is your feeler and your thinker. Did you know that? Your soul is that part of you that mediates the spirit and the body. If your soul is weak, then you're going to have a very difficult time doing things that are spiritual and operating in a spiritual realm versus, you know, giving over to the ways of the flesh. So it's important that your mental is good. It's important that you stay in a positive, healthy space. It's important that you listen to your inspiration, your motivation. It's important that you take care of those things that deal with your feeler and your thinker. And of course, we all know what the body is. In 2019, I went through so much loss in 2018 that by the time 2019 came along, you know, all I wanted was Jesus, 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 Jesus. I just wanted Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So much so that I stopped exercising. I stopped running. Yes, I enjoy running. It's more of a walk, I guess, maybe not a full run, but I do enjoy it. But in 2019, I really just kind of neglected my body. I didn't exercise. I wasn't eating properly. You know, I wasn't taking care of this temple that God has given me to house my spirit and my soul. And so now that we are in 2020, and actually before we entered 2020, the Holy Spirit said to me, listen, Angel, you're going to have to walk in alignment this year in order to see clearly what it is that you need to do in order to stay on this straight and narrow path. You're going to have to not only focus on things of the spirit, but you're going to have to take care of your body as well as your soul. So today, I want to share with you all one of the conversations from my book, Speak with Chic, One Woman, Ten Truths. This particular conversation is near and dear to me because it was a time when I began to realize that I'm a three-part being, that there's more to me than just my body, or more to me than just my spirit. But I have a spirit, a soul, and a body, and they're all equally important. And so I penned this particular conversation as a reminder for me and for everyone who will read this, that it is important for us to acknowledge all three parts and to take care of all three parts. I have done quite a bit of traveling. However, I was born and raised in Savannah, Georgia, and the place I call home is Augusta, Georgia. My mama is in Augusta. I met my oldest, dearest friends in Augusta. I fell in love with a man for the first time and fell out of love with myself, all in Augusta, Georgia. I guess you can say I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with home. One sweet place I found in Augusta is a church home. The pastor is a tall, dark brown-skinned man with a kind smile and respectable, admirable, yet formidable disposition. He's from some little town in Alabama. You know he's a good country. As soon as he begins to preach, he tears up the English language, something awful. He even adds some new words. I would catch myself silently correcting his speech from my chair in the congregation. Despite learning new vocabulary words on Sunday mornings, I always understood everything he said. And when in his presence, I know I'm standing near a man after God's own heart. I learned a lot from pastor's teachings while sitting in those pews. One morning years later, across the country in a different state, while taking a shower, I remember something he spoke during a Sunday sermon. We are a three-part being. We are a spirit, we live in a body, and we possess a soul. Wow. Although I heard this many years prior, I have even repeated it to others throughout the years. On this day, I made a personal connection with the statement. Sometimes it is difficult to make a personal connection with a new idea when you don't have a traumatic or profound enough event with which to link it. I had just made amends with myself. I had just had an experience where I became fully aware that somehow and at some point I had a schism within myself. Pastor's words all at that moment made total sense. Through the terrible things I have endured, my spirit endured. My spirit remained joyful. My spirit remained constant. My spirit developed and grew stronger through each test. My soul was battered, abused, frustrated, sad, and angry. For 25 years, my spirit and my soul were not in concert, and my body was an outward manifestation of the discord going on within it. My weight was not consistent. Fat this year, not so fat next year. Really fat this year, not really that fat next year. Although I read, studied, and listened to the word, my feelings would not line up with the knowledge I was gaining, and my body as well as my life suffered from the disconnect. Anyone close enough and paying attention probably noticed my Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, or better yet, Mary and Martha lifestyle. Realize this today, that you are not a one-dimensional being. Take time to listen to each part, spirit, soul, body. Don't esteem one part over another. Understand they are equally integral parts of the whole, you. Nourish each part in its own way. And when you do that, they will work in concert to ensure you fulfill your purpose and live your best life. Let me tell you, this particular conversation resonates in my soul so much right now at this moment. When I penned Speak with Chic, One Woman, Ten Truths, I knew at that time that I was releasing some things, that some chains were being broken, that bondage was coming off of me. I was coming out of bondage. And this book is a book of liberation and freedom for me. I read these 10 conversations when I get in a space where I somehow forget that, you know what? I don't battle this issue anymore. This isn't an issue for me. I'm free from this. So for me to be able to pick up this book and read Spirit, Soul, and Body at a time where maybe I have kind of forgotten that I'm free from this discord, it reminds me that, hey, Angel, you have control over all three parts. You get to choose whether or not you're going to be down in the dumps, whether you're going to be depressed, whether you're going to be sad, whether you get to choose whether or not you want to build up your soul or not. You get to choose whether or not you want to have a body that's half broken down and sick all the time, or whether or not you want to be healthy. You get to choose, Angel. And I'm saying to you today, listener, that you are a three-part being and you have a choice as to how you take care of those three parts. It's also important for you to know that in order for you to operate fully in your kingdom purpose, it's imperative that you align your spirit, soul, and body. And then as a unit, make sure you're aligned with the Father. Make sure that you are in alignment with His will and His way for your life. The Bible tells us that we're on a very straight and narrow path. You do not have time to be out of alignment. Think about it. When you are driving down the road in your car and the alignment, the suspension system is off in your vehicle, it takes a lot of work and focus to keep your car on a straight path on the road without veering. You struggle having to keep that wheel. You know, your hands are always on the wheel because if you take your hands off, you're going to veer off. Listen, I'm telling you, in 2020, check your alignment. Go to God and get a tune-up for your spirit, your soul, and your body so that you can take your hand off the wheel of your car and allow God to steer your life. It'll be just as easy. You won't have to keep trying to correct your steering, your wheel, your vehicle. Because when God is driving and He has taken care of the alignment of your vehicle, it is smooth sailing. Even if you hit some bumps in the road, even if you've got some roadblocks and some detours, when your alignment is taken care of in your vehicle, it doesn't wear the tread out improperly. You don't have to spend all your time trying to correct the wheel. You get a smoother ride. Listen, it's the same thing with our lives. When your spirit, soul, and body are all working in concert together and you are aligned with God's will for your life, listen, it's smooth. It can be smooth sailing for you. You can have a smoother, more comfortable ride. Understand, in this new year, it is important, it is imperative that you are in alignment, your body, spirit, and soul. And as a complete being, you want to make sure you are in alignment with God, His will, His way for your life. Listen, I know it sounds a lot easier said than done, especially getting that body to line up. As believers, we have got to get to a place where we understand that our temple, our body is the temple of the living God. The Holy Spirit resides in these temples. It is important that we take care of our bodies. We cannot fulfill purpose in the earth without these dirt suits. We need them. And in order to work efficiently for the kingdom and effectively for the kingdom, we must make sure that our bodies are running well. Feeding our bodies clean fuel. Feeding our bodies nutrients that will help us to live stronger and to be more vibrant and more alive. We need to take care of our bodies. Getting up and moving every day. Exercising, dancing, whatever your choice of exercise is, do it. It's so important that you take care of your temple. You can have the biggest vision you want to have, and you can have the best purpose, and you can, you know, want to work for God and all these things. But if you can't get out of the bed in the morning, if you can't stand up, if you can't walk, you know, if you're always in the hospital because you're always sick, how effective and efficient can you really work for the kingdom of heaven when your body is broken down? Sure, you can get some things done. Yeah, I'm sure if you got a beat up car that you don't do the preventative maintenance on, and it may run for you, but my goodness, I'm sure it's just not going to run as well as it could if you did the preventative maintenance, if you went and got those broken things fixed. It's the same with our bodies. We need these vehicles to fulfill purpose in the earth. So take care of your body this year. Find some time to move every single day. And don't neglect your soul either. It's so important for you to build your own self-confidence. It's so important for you to work on your self-esteem. It's so important for you to, you know, have some motivation in your life, some inspirational things that you listen to, that you pay attention to help make sure that your mental is strong, and to help make sure that your psyche is strong, to make sure that you're thinking properly. Sometimes we're feeding our soul garbage, listening to lies or watching things that are just filth, and, you know, also just putting all sorts of things in our souls through our eye gates and our ear gates. This year, work on that. Pay attention to what you're listening to. Pay attention to what you're watching. Make a decision, a conscious decision, that you're not going to watch foolishness, that you're not going to give your ears time to listen to gossip or to listen to, you know, all sorts of stuff on the radio that has absolutely nothing to do with helping your mind to be strong. This year, make a decision to protect your soul. Make a decision to get healthy in your body. Make a decision to read your word every day, to commune with God every day. Pray, worship, praise, give thanksgiving every day. That's how you're going to be aligned in 2020. I thank you all so much for tuning in to Speak Up Sis Talk Radio today. I pray that you have heard something that has blessed your soul. I pray that you have heard something that is helping to revive you and that empowers you to get up and to move, to get up and thrive, to get up, live, and be. You can catch me right here on the Lifted Authors Radio Network, on the Finding My Way Network, every first and third Tuesday of the month. You can also visit me online at www.speakupsis.com, on Facebook as Speak Up Sis Talk Radio, and on Instagram as speak.up.sis. You all have a beautiful week, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.